Was that hymn new to a lot of you?
Yeah, I thought so.
It's good to learn new things every now and then. As we enter a time of prayer together, I invite you to share joys or concerns either aloud here in the sanctuary or in the chat box or comments if you are watching online. If you want to share here, I encourage you to speak loudly and clearly. I have some hearing loss. And as we listen, I invite you to respond with the words, "Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers." Are there joys or concerns to be shared this morning? Thank you. So 60 people were served at the luncheon yesterday, even though there was no water. And people brought in food, so thanks be to God for that. We are grateful for that. Lord, in your mercy. Others. Sorry, I couldn't quite catch that. Others this morning. I want to lift up prayers for safe travels for Pastor Stacy and Becky Valenzuela as they are enjoying a time of rest and relaxation. Lord, in your mercy. Any others? I like the prayers of the little ones. Thank you for sharing. Let us go to God in prayer. God of grace, we come before you in praise and gratitude for all of your blessings, for the gathering of this community of faith, for the family and friends whose love supports and sustains us, and for all that gives us life. We pray this day for all those who are hurting, ill, or hospitalized, and ask that you grant them freedom from pain, comfort, and healing. We also ask for strength and guidance for those who are caring for them. Lord, in your mercy. We lift up those who are caught up in fear and anger, and who because of it are estranged from family and friends. Help them to know the truth, and help them to find comfort and peace, and help there to be reconciliation. Lord, in your mercy. We pray this day for those who are caught up in conflict and war, especially the people of Ukraine. God of mercy, help those who are living in terror, those who are hungry, those who have been injured or have lost loved ones, those who are fleeing in fear, as well as those who have found refuge in other countries. May they receive courage and strength, guidance and comfort. Lord, in your mercy. We also pray for the people of Russia that they may work for peace, and yes, for Vladimir Putin, that you will change his heart. Guide our leaders and all the leaders of the world that they may work together for the common good and for peace. Lord, in your mercy. O God, we praise you for your overflowing, abundant, joyous grace, and for the love that counts us in no matter what. Help us to offer that same grace to others, especially those who are often treated as if they don't count, those whose need or attitude or appearance makes us uncomfortable or even afraid. Give us the courage to meet them with compassion and let them come near, as Jesus did, that in so doing we may discover new brothers and sisters and new ways of living in mercy and peace. Lord, in your mercy. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, even as we offer the prayer that he taught us, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God has blessed us in so many ways, and in response to God's gifts of love and life, you are invited to offer gifts in support of the ministry and mission of this church. You may do so by either placing your offering in the vessel that you'll see in the narthex as you leave, by mailing or bringing it to the church office, or by giving online. Thank you so much for your gifts. They are very much appreciated.